Hello?
Okay, I hear you now. This is Rosa calling you back from Roset Assistance.
Wonderful.
Okay, one second, please. Let's see. So the 23rd. Let me see. Is today the 23rd? No. This July.
The 19th.
Oh, that's for the 2021. The last time you called in 2021. Okay, I see this one. Okay, I got it. 19th. And we have you here. And this is for what kind of vehicle?
The Ford Explorer.
2002 Ford Explorer?
Yes, ma'am.
White? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me another second.
Oh, no problem.
Are you requesting the vehicle won't start, attempted jumps, jump, and you're requesting a tow, right?
Yes, correct, ma'am.
This is the one? Okay. Flatbed. Is this a four-wheel drive?
To be honest, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what that is.
Two-wheel drive. There's two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, and all-wheel drive, and also 4x4. The types of vehicles. But I can
Yeah,
look it up. I can look it up
yeah.
for you. I
Thank
can help
you.
out. Let me see.
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, it might be a four-wheel drive.
Is this a XLT or a Sport? Ford Explorer. I have a Ford Explorer Sport Track XLT Eddie Bauer MPG. Oh, goody. Okay.
Yes.
To
sport,
which?
Sport. It's a
sport. Is it a sport one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. This seems to be a Ford 2002 Ford Explorer Sport, comes with four-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive. So we're in a pickle here. I'm going to pick four-wheel drive, okay? Is
Yeah,
this
thank
service
you.
a result of an accident?
No.
Okay, thank you. And you have the keys with you, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you be needing a ride with the provider? Do you need a ride?
Babe, are we going in the car together or one of us in the truck? No.
I don't believe you can ride in a truck. I mean in your vehicle. You have to ride in with the
No, my wife's with me.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We can ride in her car. Yeah, we don't need to be in the truck.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
In the
you're gonna have your own transportation, correct?
Yes.
All right. So you will be the person to receive the provider when they arrive to assist, right?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. One second, please. And this was to pick up at 701 East Foothill Boulevard in Claremont, California.
Yes.
And dropping off at 5927 Glenhurst Street, Riverside, California?
Correct.
Okay. So we're leaving everything the same. One second. Okay, so if you choose to proceed, what payment options do you have available to you at this time in case the service costs are more than your benefit will cover? You have a coverage amount of $100. And one service every $72. Anything over 100, you would pay out of pocket. Do you have a debit card, cash, or Visa credit card?
Cash.
Okay, cash. So we'll move forward here. I'm going to pick cash for you. And, all right. So.
It's going to cost me how much more?
It doesn't say just yet. For this one provider that I have in front of me, it's not asking for any amount at this time. But you do have a coverage amount of $100. So if there's any fees over $100, I will let you know and give you the quote. But for now, the system is not prompting for any payment at this time with this one specific provider, because they are actually about 4 miles away from you. But it is a 24-mile tow service, so it may be a little bit over with a few other providers. Let's say maybe there's one that's far away from you. It has happened. But at this time, I don't see any. Okay. So you did opt to receive message alerts on your phone. You will receive a text message alert on your number, 909-757-9701. As soon as I'm able to secure a provider for you, you will receive the details of who is going to be assisting you, and their estimated time of arrival will also be listed on there. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, okay, so there's no time right now about anybody showing up. Like I said, I've been waiting 50 minutes already and haven't gotten any information for anybody coming.
So it looks like they started it, and they may still be working on it. There was somebody missing payment as well. Let me contact the person that assisted you. I'm kind of completing the call because at this time it didn't show anybody and it allowed me to keep going and complete the call request for you because it was inactive. So I'm kind of just verifying information and completing this call for you. And so let me contact this so I can get started. It does not have a time stamp yet. Okay. So I'm kind of trying to complete it for you. The status was incomplete and still working on it. Like an agent was working on it still. No, when they're still working on it, it means they're trying to find a provider for you, and they haven't been able to find someone close in your area that is available.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, give me a second.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so like I said, you will be receiving a text message, just like the other agent possibly told you. You will be receiving a text message with the information of the provider who's going to be assisting you, and their estimated time will be listed on there. I'm going to go ahead and get started on this ticket for you and complete it. So as soon as I'm done, you will know, because you will be getting that message. So okay. Is there anything else that I can do for you today, sir?
No. Thank you.
All right. Then I'll get started on it and get you someone as soon as possible. All right?
Thank you. Bye, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.